just a morning, morning in bed. It's a morning in bed, just a morning, a morning in bed, a morning in bed.
We're oldies. In 97.9 The Rent, it's Spring Fever tonight on the Themer, and that is an atypically delicate song for Three Dog Night called Pieces of April, written and originally recorded by Dave Loggins. You know, Please Come to Boston, that guy. He recorded it for his 72 debut album, Personal Belongings, but Three Dog Night recorded it as well in 72 for their album, Seven Separate Fools. And it did crack the top 20 at number 19 on the Hot 100. And a little better on the Easy Listening chart at number 6. All right, so how about we go to another song about grass? Grazing in the Grass was actually originally instrumental, composed by Philemon Hou, and first recorded by the South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela. It was actually released as a single in 68 and followed Herb Alpert's vocal performance of This Guy's in Love with You to the top spot on the Hot 100 chart. Yeah, hard to believe, I guess, maybe, although there was such a variety of music being played in the popular genre that maybe that's not so amazing for 68. So a vocal version was then done by the group you're going to hear now, the Friends of Distinction, and it was a chart hit for them in 69. All right, some jazz on the Wren.
It sure is mellow.
From the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios.
Best music ever.
The best music of all time plays here. WRENLP Charlottesville.
We like all the oldies.
97.9 The Wren. Tell a friend.
Oldies, 97.9 The Wren. Welcome to the second hour of the Saturday Night Themer. I remain your intrepid host, Dr. J. And silent partner, co-producer, Mom deserves credit for digging up that deep cut by Tony Orlando and Don. It's called Here Comes the Spring. In the end, I decided to make that the second hour intro, going with Spring Fever for a little Elvis two-minuter for the top of the show. But this is just as perfect of a summary or clue of tonight's thematic moves. Yes, we're doing all things spring tonight. And I can't really tell you anything about that song, except that it's from the duo's fifth album, Prime Time, from 1974. And I don't have a lot to say about this next song that's going to start off the second hour. It is Wilson Pickett's Don't Let the Green Grass Fool You. About all I can tell you is it is from 69. And it was, okay, I can tell you that it was number 17 on the pop chart and number 2 on the R&B track. Chart. Yeah. Recorded in 69, released in 70, it looks like here. Okay, get that right. All right, it's More Things Spring, starting with More Grass on the Wren.
Girl, try to remember.
have no shoes. We stuck together, just me and you. It took a long time to get what we got today. Now you wanna give it all up for another guy. Baby, I'm telling you, don't let the dream that's fool ya. Don't let it change your mind. It's gonna be hard for me, baby, to build my life all over. But baby, you got the love that I really need. If you leave me this way, baby, you know what? I may not live to see a brand new day.
What you do, everybody smiles at you.
ELO on Real Oldies 97.9 The Wren. That is Mr. Blue Sky, a song about a happy, warm feeling on a sunny day. So perfect for our theme tonight. We are doing Spring Fever. And here's another one that fits right in perfectly. Afternoon Delight, Starland Vocal Band from 76. This is a number one hit for them. But unfortunately, it became their one hit wonder. One hit. Yes, they in fact won the best Grammy for New Artist of 76, which could be considered the kiss of death, since maybe it does happen that you certainly happened to Christopher Cross. He had more than one hit, but he really only had one hit album. All right. I digress. So, of course, there is a double entendre in the title of the song, and the non-sexual meaning apparently derives from the late afternoon appetizer menu at the restaurant Clyde's of Georgetown in Washington, D.C. If this restaurant still exists, I don't know, but at one time they had a gold record of the song hanging in the bar. As you would. I'm sure you can find out the truth of all that and more on the internet, but I'm just here to play the music. It's Starland Vocal Band on The Wren.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? Is always gonna be here anyway.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so excited.
Skyrockets in flight.
For a daydream, what a day for a daydreaming boy, and I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy, and even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside, I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun, and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in
my sweet dream. 'Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. Or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream. Custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Love and Spoonful on 97.9 The Wren. It is Spring Fever on the Themer tonight, and that is Daydream. I think I associate daydreaming with spring. Lazy Days in the Sun. From, in fact, the title track to the album Daydream from 1966, a double-barreled number two. And, in fact, originating with John Sebastian's attempt to rewrite the Supremes' Baby Love. Well, he got a little far from that, but I guess he did arrive at something very popular. So, props. All right, I love any excuse to play this next song. It's Jump for My Love. I guess Silent Partner co-producer Mom put a note in here that she was doing this in favor of March Madness, because basketball, there's a lot of jumping. Although, if you look at the actual history of the release of the song from 83, being a summer hit, it was actually a summer hit in 84, advantaging the fact that the 84 Summer Olympics were in L.A., and the video was made sort of, I think, consciously with that in mind. Had a lot of leaping athletes, including, you know, track and field leaping athletes, like the long jump. But it works. Like I said, any excuse. It's from the Sisters album Breakout, and it was a top 10 hit both here at number 3 and over there at number 6. All right. The Pointer Sisters on the Wren.
I'm crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
A little crazy here on the Spring Fever Themer tonight on 97.9 The Wren. This was released in 1961. And you might know, if you've watched any of the Patsy Cline biopics, that Cline was thrown through the windshield of a car in a very severe car accident just 2 months before they recorded it. Yeah, at the first session, she couldn't even hit the high notes because of her broken ribs. So the studio musicians went on without her, and 2 weeks later, she did her vocals while standing on crutches. Yes, it was a top 10 hit in the States when it was released, and it only went on the charts in the UK when it was re-released in 1990, when it went to number 14. That's a fun fact. All right, let's keep in the crazy here with For Spring. How about a crazy little thing called Love? It's Queen's song from the album The Game. From 1971, this barely missed being a double-barreled number one. It's number one here, but it was missed the top spot somehow in the UK. All right, Queen on the Wren.
Shakes all over like a chilling blues.
97.9 The Wren. It would be hard to do a themer about spring without that song, even though the clarity is not really the weather so much as it is the metaphorical overcoming of adversity, but it still works. Johnny Nash from 1972 is the title track to the album of that name, I Can See Clearly Now, and it was a number one hit here in the States as a single, number five in the UK, and it was the first reggae song to hit number one on the Hot 100. Fun fact. All right, another song about great weather. Bill Withers' Lovely Day from Menagerie from 1977. Top 10 hit for him in the UK at number 7. Made the top 40 here at number 30 on the Hot 100. And fun fact, near the end of the song, Withers holds a note for 18 seconds. Lovely Day. Which SongFacts says might be the longest held vocal note of any hit song. All right, well, I don't know about that, but I know we're going to hear this song right now. It's a Lovely Day on the Wren.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gone. impossible to fail. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gone.
Every sight and every sound, and I don't know if I'm being foolish. believing, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air. Love is in the air. Oh, 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 oh.
That is a disco hit from 1978 by John Paul Young called Love is in the Air. This is 97.9 The Wren, and we're doing Spring Fever tonight on the Themer. So love is in the air when the spring gets in everybody's blood. It's an international hit for the Australian singer. It was number 3 on the Australian charts, number 5 on the UK singles charts, and it peaked at number 7 here on our pop chart. And yeah, it was only his only top 40 hit. How about some Buffalo Springfield for us next? How about Bluebird? And released in 1967, in June of that year. And often the group used it to close their performances. It was played also by them at the Monterey Pop Festival. This version is 4.5 minutes long, but improvised live versions of the song could last up to 20 minutes. Buffalo Springfield on the Wren.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart, you see, she knows all I cry. Just lying. Yeah. There she sits, a lofty perch. Strangest color blue, lying is forgotten now, thinks only of you, just you, oh, so get all those blues, must be a thousand hues, and each is differently used, you just know, you sit there mesmerized.
Bye. let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Field. I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Field. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
Strawberry Fields Forever, the Beatles song from 1967. Strawberries make me think of spring. This is Real Oldies 97.9 The Wren. It's the Spring Fever Themer. Getting close to wrapping it up here. Did you know that Strawberry Fields is a real place? Yeah, it was a Salvation Army home in Liverpool where John Lennon used to hang out. He had felt an affinity for the actual orphans who lived there because he had lost his father and later lost his mother as well. His aunt Mimi did not approve, and when they'd argue about it, he would say to her, "What are they going to do, hang me?" And that is the inspiration of the line, "Nothing to get hung about." So it does not, many American listeners who misinterpreted it as nothing to get hung up about, which would be worry, but I mean, he really meant, like, they're not going to hang me. All right, fun fact. How about a jokey song about spring in Alaska? It's Country's Crossover. From a man called Johnny Horton from 59. And when it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. Of course, it actually is not really 40 below in springtime in Fairbanks, although It did happen once on March 30th in 1970, but generally in Fairbanks, the coldest time of the year is in January, and it's generally not even that cold. So, yeah, anyway, when it's springtime in Alaska, like I said, it's not, there's not that many songs that have spring in the title. Here's one, though. Johnny Horton, On the Wren.
I mushed from Point Barron through a blizzard of snow. Been out prospecting for 2 years or so. Pulled into Fairbanks, the city was a boom. So I took a little stroll to the Red Dog Saloon. As I walked in the door, the music was clear. The prettiest voice I had heard in 2 years. The song she was singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below.
When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below.
It was red-headed Lil who was singing so sweet. I reached down and took the snow packs off my feet. I reached for the gal who was singing the tune. We did the Eskimo hop all around the saloon. With a caribou crawl and a grizzly bear hug, we did our dance on a Kodiak rug. The song she kept singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. As I could be, I didn't know Lil was Big Ed's wife to be. He took out his knife and he gave it a throw. When it's springtime in Alaska, I'll be 6 feet below.
When it's springtime in Alaska, he'll be 6 feet below.
I used to
Katrina and the Waves on 97.9 The Wren here. It's time to wrap up this Spring Fever Saturday night themer. That song definitely adds a spring punch to the end here. Walking on Sunshine was a top 10 hit for Katrina and the Waves in 1985. Yeah, both in the UK at number 8 and here at number 9. So I got one more song to fit in here. And it's going to be a song that maybe doesn't make you think of spring, but especially given what's going on in my life right now, I think about cleaning. So gives me an excuse to play Clean Up Woman, a song I really love by Betty Wright from her second studio album, I Love the Way You Love, from 1972. Clean Up Woman reached as a single number 6 on the Hot 100, spending 14 weeks on the chart. It also reached number 2 on the Soul Singles chart here and remained in that spot for 8 weeks, all behind Let's Stay Together by Al Green. So, yeah, a popular song and one that has definitely, I think, held up over time. I really like it. All right, well, whether you're relaxing in the sun or cleaning out your house big time, I hope you are having a wonderful spring. From all of us at The Wren, I wish you a restful Sunday. And apparently it's time for me to get off the air because I can no longer speak clearly. We wish you a restful Sunday. And we'll see you next week with another themer. Bye-bye.
A clean-up woman is a woman who gets all the love we girls leave behind. The reason I know so much about she picked up a man of mine, chopping slick was my ruin, 'cause I found out all I was doing was making it easy for the clean up woman to get my man's love. Oh yeah, just making it easy for the clean up woman. Sweep him off.